The doors were locked. We hear this statement multiple times in just this one passage, that the doors were locked. But what does it mean that the doors were locked? In one sense, the disciples locked themselves in this room in order to keep themselves safe from those who might want to kill them, like they did to Jesus. But on a deeper level, the disciples were, in a sense, stuck behind those locked doors. This lock was something that their fear and their separation from Jesus had done to them. And in this sense, they were powerless to unlock those doors, at least without the keys. What keys? What are the keys? Well, the keys, in a sense, are the mercy of God. For all of us, our sins can sometimes lock us in place and make us feel stuck, powerless. When we receive God's mercy, something unlocks and we are freed. The keys to that locked room in Jerusalem and the keys to the locked room of our sin are nothing other than the divine mercy, the mercy of God, which we celebrate in a special way today, which is not only the second Sunday of Easter, but Divine Mercy Sunday, as we see the image of divine mercy displayed here. But notice I've been saying keys, plural, and there's a reason for that. So if you remember when Jesus gave Simon his new name, Peter, one thing he told Peter was, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He didn't say key, he said keys. Why? Well, because it's only a combination of two keys that can unlock these doors and bring us into the kingdom. Those two keys are wielded by Jesus immediately in this gospel reading when he appears to his disciples. Those two keys are his wounds and his peace. His wounds and his peace. In other words, the two keys of the kingdom of heaven, the two keys of divine mercy, are first of all, seeing the reality of our sins and the damage that they've done, the wounds. And second of all, in the face of those sins, hearing Jesus proclaim his forgiveness, his peace. Jesus is the one who has both of those keys and has shared those keys with his church. He continues to this day to use those keys to unlock the doors that were stuck behind. The place where Jesus especially uses both of these keys to set us free is confession. Confession is not meant to be a place where we go just because we have to. It's a place of life, a place of freedom. It's a place where Jesus can use both of these keys to unlock the doors of our sins and to set us free. Unfortunately, it can be easy for us at times to let Jesus use only one of these keys, but not the other. So for example, sometimes we can get stuck just looking at the wounds. We can be so aware and ashamed of the reality of our sins, but not willing or able to look past that. But on the other hand, we might be willing to trust in his peace, that he really does forgive us, but be unwilling to acknowledge the real wounds. In that case, we also remain stuck. He can't heal us if we pretend that there's nothing to heal, that there's no wounds. But the answer, really, is to allow Jesus to use both of those keys. We need to, on the one hand, be fully honest and sorrowful for the real ways that we have sinned, the real ways that we've hurt the Lord, hurt the people around us, hurt ourselves. And we also need to be willing to believe in that word of peace that he speaks. So even after being raised from the dead, Jesus came to his disciples bearing these marks of the nails in his hands and the spear in his side, the wounds that he suffered because of their sins. And yet, while showing them those wounds, while being honest about the harm that they had caused, he also came to them and said, "Peace be with you." He came to offer them his forgiveness and peace, not because they deserved it, but because he loved them and he wanted to set them free. And the same is true for us. And so the question we may ask is, like the disciples before they saw the risen Lord, what are the ways that, in what ways are we stuck behind locked doors? Whatever those doors may be, and no matter how long it's been since we've been stuck behind them, may Jesus help us today to trust him, to come and unlock those doors. Jesus wants to show us the power of those keys that he has, especially on this day, Divine Mercy Sunday. Divine Mercy Sunday was something that Jesus revealed to a Polish nun named St. Faustina Kowalska in the 1930s. And as St. Faustina recorded in her diary, Jesus promised this. He said, "On that day, on Divine Mercy Sunday, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened." And so especially today, let's ask Jesus to unlock those floodgates, those locked doors, with the two keys of his mercy. May he both show us his wounds and speak his peace to us today, so that he can set us free and bring us fully back to life in him.